Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's a service of Provender Kitchen and Bar at 112 Main Street, downtown Ellsworth, and they're always changing up and freshening the menu. The best time to see it, well, you're ready to order online, or at least you can go online to see it as they open. Go to eatprovender.com.
Yeah, this morning we have Mike Harris. He's the Public Works Director with us from the City of Ellsworth. I think that's one of the many hats you wear. Anyway, what are some of the road projects coming up that people should be aware of?
Yeah, we have quite a few, but the major ones coming up pretty quick. High Street is starting, and so Sunday night.
Oh, good.
Yeah, people will be happy about that.
Well, it's funny. I saw some Facebook activity just this morning saying, what's the big sign, and what are they paving? So this is good timing.
Yeah. So Sunday night, they're going to be out there on the road. It's going to be night work. Most of it's going to be night work. They start at 9 o'clock at night. They have to be out of the road by 6 o'clock in the morning. So that one's starting, and so they'll be doing a small section over by Friend and Friend. That's going to be day work, but that will be later on. And then Washington Junction Road is going to be completely repaved from Ellsworth all the way to Hancock. And the section that's in Hancock from the town line on the Washington Junction Road all the way to Route 1 will be closed during April vacation. That their crews can come in and do a lot of the cross culvert work they need to do before they pave. So you can look at that happening in April vacation. And then, you know, that paving, actual paving and rebuilding of that road will start around right after July 4th. Okay. So the whole week of July, the whole month of July and August, Washington Junction Road will be worked on. High Street will be going all the way through the summer until probably the beginning of September. And then the Bucksport Road coming down over Bridge Hill, they're going to be redoing that intersection to make it a little safer so that you don't come down to kind of like a diagonal and have to look back over your shoulder up the Surrey Road.
Yeah, this week is steep, and it's a funky intersection.
So they're gonna make it more of a right hand. As you come down to the hill, you'll actually make a harder right to a stop sign so that you can see better going up the Surrey Road.
Excellent. All right, that's good knowledge to have as we get
Absolutely.
Into the busy season. And in a few minutes, as City Scene continues, we hear from the fire chief.
Yeah, Scott Jewelroy is here with us, and we're going to talk about brush fires. You think it's safe this time of year, but it ain't necessarily so.
All right, that's on the way with City Scene, brought to you by Provender Kitchen and Bar, 112 Main Street, downtown Ellsworth.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's brought to you exclusively by Provender Kitchen and Bar at 112 Main Street, downtown Ellsworth, for global cuisine. I tell you, once you go there, if you've never been, you will keep going back. It's amazing what Chef Darren can do and put together. Visit eatprovender.com.
So in our studios this morning, we also have Ellsworth Fire Chief Scott Jewelroy. Welcome. And you're going to talk to us about this time of year, people think it's safe to burn, but that's not necessarily... Right?
Yeah, you think it's April, it's been soggy and rainy, so I can burn anything anytime. No, right?
No, that's correct. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
People are a little, you know, as we come out of winter and all the snow that's on the ground, we've had all the rain. But if you notice, we've had a lot of wind and everything. So the wind starts to dry off the top layer of the grass and the piles, and that makes it easy to burn. So the biggest thing is that... pay attention to your burn piles, what you're doing. Keep them small. They should be smaller than 10 feet in diameter. And the City of Ellsworth has an ordinance for burning, and it requires you get a burn permit through the fire department every day.
And does that matter how big? Is that for just any burning, or like if you have a little like tiny pile, how does that work? No,
all open burning.
Okay.
All open burning.
So what happens if somebody says, it's small, and then God forbid something happens? What are the consequences?
Well, if it's an unpermitted burn, we'll come out, we'll take a look at it, and we'll probably extinguish it for you. And most of the time, the fire department just does some education. That's our goal, is to educate. We work with the forestry. However, if it gets out of hand, it gets into other people's property, the forestry department will come in, and they're going to do some education also, but there could be some fines that are levied.
Okay.
And do people have to come in to get a burn permit, or can they do that online? Or
they can do it both. They can go online to the forestry, main open burning, or they can come into the fire department anytime after 9 a.m.
All right. Excellent. Thanks for stopping in and sharing
the
latest.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's City Scene, brought to you by Provender Kitchen and Bar at 112 Main Street, downtown Ellsworth.